Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Welcome again here on Circles or Churns, our fourth and final segment. What a zippy day, as always it is. It's a real pleasure to have in the studio today with me, because I pulled them out of the glorious sunshine of Tucson, Jesse and Gary Menard. How are you this morning, Gary?
Great. Thanks for having me.
And the same for you, Jesse.
Wonderful. Thank
you. Terrific. A really pleasure to have you, because where do you hear this story of a great couple and their entrepreneurial businesses, with a plural? Gary became a certified bicycle mechanic over 25 years ago, back on the East Coast. He took an adventure then of a lifetime that planted the fertile seeds for yet another adventure. The first was he rode his bike from Connecticut to Tucson, and then with his new wife at the time, Jesse, moved here in 1992. The thought of, what if we didn't have to turn around and go back? How far could we go? What could we see? Has always tempted both of them to go around the next bend in the road. And that they did, because they founded Tucson Bicycles in 1995 before selling it 11 years later to focus on a different facet of cycling, plus launching the Tucson Bicycle Club during this phase of their careers. That means business, athletics, and community combined. Ever the serial entrepreneurs, Gary and Jesse launched Cycle Tucson, a mobile bicycle rental business, 5 years ago, and then in 2011 started Arizona Cycling Tours, doing their first full-service tour last year. Jesse, by the way, also works in human resources at the Arizona Daily Star when she's not on the road with Gary during a tour. A new business that puts the Menards closer to truly what they thrive on. It's person-to-person contact, offering top-notch customer service every time amidst adventures in the sun and, of course, showing off Arizona. So for those of you who are streaming or anyone listening to the podcast after the fact, not only are you going to learn about bicycling, but clearly you're going to hear a lot about our proud state and these two wonderful professionals who are committed to attracting and keeping more people in the area, for sure. Well, Gary, let me start out with you. That bike tour that you took all the way across the country, mm-hmm. was that something you'd always, you know, dreamed, passionate about? Was it a,
sure
well,
was.
I'm not looking back, whatever?
Yeah, it sure was. Like, you hit the nail on the head, you know. I wanted to see what was around that next bend, and I always wanted to just keep going and see how far I could get.
So how long did that trip take you, going across the U.S.?
A little under 3 months.
3 months, yeah. Okay. And were you able to go the route that you had pre-planned, or was there some spontaneity involved?
There was spontaneity every day.
Okay. As in flat tires, a bear, roads closed.
Not too many doors, roads closed, a few flat tires, yep. Lots of dogs chasing you through the farmlands of Virginia. So quite some memorable days.
Days, that's great. And how long did you prep for that trip in advance? Was it something you had?
I've ridden my whole life, so
yeah,
I call it a lifetime prep. As
lifetime
I was just ready for it when the time came. We were ready for our move to Arizona,
yep.
And it was part of the whole. Part of the whole change.
So it was all about putting your big toe in the water and realizing you just jumped off the diving board.
That's exactly right.
Well, Jesse, at the time when you were supporting that adventure of him, did you have any idea it was going to be something would be this magnet would pull you both out here then to live full time?
Definitely.
Okay.
I love the sun. I love the warmth, and we always support each other. It was hard to see him go.
I bet. And then was he required to dial in every day or every other day or so?
Yes, we kept in touch. And in those days, there were no cell phones.
That's right, yeah.
So he had to find a phone booth.
And carry the quarters or toll calls or whatever.
Exactly.
And he did that. And then for a bit. And then at one point, I went out and met him.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you know, I mean, you hear about people who take these total coast-to-coast trips and spread it out a few months, but you're the first person I've met who's actually done it and delivered on it. And then you're coming here to Arizona. I mean, again, we're, as coincident would have it, Gary and I and Jesse, you know, all spent multiple years in the same space in small towns in Connecticut. We haven't met before until today. But that idea of this expansiveness of the West, had you both traveled here before, Jesse? Were you familiar with Arizona?
No, I was not familiar with Arizona. Gary had come out here previously, and all I needed to know was that the sun is always out, the sky is blue, you see stars and rainbows, and I didn't see any of that where I grew up in New Jersey.
In New Jersey in particular.
Yeah, sure, it's easy to convince.
It wasn't a convincing, in fact. How soon are you going on this trip so I can chase
actually,
you?
Right? Exactly. Let's go on there on vacation, let's check it out and make sure, and then make our plans, and that's what we did.
That's what you did. Well, I read here in the introduction these series of companies then that you've owned, turned around and sold, started something new, started something refreshed. I get the perspective, Gary, that this serial nature of what you do just is that. You like to build, develop, and then expand from there. Do I have that right?
That's pretty close. You know, okay. Also, as I've gone through the career in the bike industry, kind of seen what exactly our best attributes are.
Okay.
And that's kind of what's led us to Arizona Cycling Tours. We really combine what we're really good at, bikes and people.
Take that to the next level. And so what do you mean by the bicycling industry? What are the various components of it?
I'm going through from owning the bike shop.
Right.
As an employee, and then over to the cycling club aspect of it. Like I said, serving community and customer to what I call the nth degree, and really taking cycling to them, to what's going to work best for them.
Right.
And really serving them to that purpose.
And then, Jesse, for you, of course, you currently work at the Arizona Daily Star in human resources. Has your career prior to this also dovetailed from the whole people side of the business?
Yes. I love people. I love helping people. That's why I've always been in human resources. And actually, that's where I met Gary many moons ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was in human resources then. And bicycling, I really took off bicycling once I moved out here to Tucson.
Yeah, how can we not, right?
Exactly.
And if you look at what the two of you have built over these years, you did it at a time, too, when Tucson made a commitment to make itself a cycling capital of the United States.
Oh, it sure did. And it's done a fantastic job, I feel, and providing good lanes and providing great attention to the general populace, to warn them about the cyclists and let them be comfortable. And we think the drivers are very nice to ride with around here. They really do a good job.
Drivers are nice to ride with.
At least in what I've run into.
We're speaking, by the way, with Gary and Jesse Menard. Their company is Arizona Cycling Tours. In fact, that's the website, arizonacyclingtours.com. And you can reach them at 520-245-5797. We'll mention that several times. Well, the idea of you're starting out then with Tucson Bicycles in 1995 and 11 years in that business. What was that business all about, Gary?
That was really our first endeavor, you see. Really jumping
beyond
in
being sportsters and the cyclists.
Yeah, to really laying it out there and laying it on the line. Any business I've ever been a part of, I've always looked at it and seen a better way to do it.
Okay.
And so when I do say a business, that's what really comes out in me is there's a better way and I've got to do it. So I knew there was a way that I wanted the bike shop to be. I wanted my store to create a certain atmosphere of just comfort and friendliness and family, and just that really exuded that we were there for the people and to really, really get them into their cycling career, wherever that was, even if it's just going around the neighborhood or down the bike path. Maybe it's racing, but that's certainly not what it's all about. It's just getting out there having fun.
And fun, yeah, exactly. And for you, those 10 or 11 years, Jesse, what was that part for your career to be part of building a shop and launching here in Tucson?
It was absolutely wonderful. We met a lot of good people. A lot of our customers have become our friends from then.
Sure, yeah.
And what I liked best is, again, like Gary said, there are all types of cyclists in this world, and we are all serious in our own way. It got me out there to bike myself more often, and I used to do a social ride once a week, and we would go to different coffee shops
in
Tucson.
I love it. Yep.
And I had a gentleman who was 80, 83 years old that did it with us as well. So it was for all levels, and sometimes I would even have the racers come because it would slow them down for at least one day of the week.
So was there alternative stretching and strength building versus the go, go, go?
Yeah. Yeah. Good reason to slow down. Otherwise, they couldn't really slow down.
That's right. Quote, unquote. Yes, exactly. It was a mindful step.
Yeah,
in there.
You go.
Well, the Tucson Bicycle Club, what was that all about? And is that still in existence?
No, that ended with when the store when sold it.
Okay.
So we saw a need for a lot of our customers when they were doing things like the El Tour de Tucson, Tour de Tucson Mountains, and fabulous events. But at the end, there was no real support for them. They would end and they would just all kind of, you know,
Twitter off,
go
yeah,
away.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And we thought that was a starter. We thought it'd be great to have a real base camp for these people to really hang out. So that was kind of the start of it. And then it went from there where we provided maybe 20, 30 rides a month, you know, social rides to be done, and would support things with food and a booth at the end of big events like that or any event that that was done by the club.
And for those of you that are listening in and think that it's all about social media and what you put on the internet to build your business, lest you understand what these two people have done, it's through building a community actually that face-to-face relationship. Because I can imagine how many people would say, you know, Gary, we're not sure this bike fits me right. And lo and behold, you're recognizing an opportunity to help them in a new way. Does that make sense, Jesse?
Yes, it does. And there were a lot of people that were a little apprehensive about getting on a bicycle. But when you make them feel good and you explain things in their language, they are more than happy to get on a bike and try it. And like Gary said earlier, sometimes people just want to ride along the Rolito bike path, and that's great. But yes, I agree.
Well, so the decision, though, to sell your business, I mean, growing it from the kernel that it was up to the following complement with the club after 11 years, was this a matter of we just need a break or we want to trade it up or we're just getting restless to do something unique? I mean, that's a big decision to turn
around
and
sell. It was a very big decision.
Although you should always create a business with selling it in mind so you don't get emotionally attached, but I'm not so sure that works. But anyway, the journey to decide to sell.
I would say I would only be emotionally attached. I don't know. Without that emotional attachment, I wouldn't have that real drive to make it the absolute best it could be. So it was time. It was 11 years of retail, and I worked that hard inside those four walls. It was time for a change. I felt at that time we had the idea for Arizona Cycling Tours already, and we still had a lot of learning to do before we could make that jump into that industry, and the rental business was the first foray into that. So it was kind of a planned exit in the last few years.
And if anything, what you did is you didn't per se focus purely on the exit, but you were actually focusing on the entrance.
Correct.
So you could let go. Is that what you'd say as well, Jess?
Yes, I do. And it was a great time to move forward with what we had plans for. And yes, it was a little hard letting go of the store because you don't get to see the people as often.
Well, you just have an office to go to as well. I mean, that's a whole identity shift in and of itself, isn't it?
Yes.
We could lose a little bit of our identity, for sure.
You do. I mean, for anyone who steps out of a more structured environment and says, okay, I'm officially today on my own, then you say, wait a minute, where's the badge, the key to the door? I mean, that whole
key.
Gamut.
That key.
I mean,
the door
and the badge. I mean,
it is.
It is part of it.
Yeah.
Well, Jesse, the aspect then of going, explain to us what a mobile bicycle rental business is.
Mobile is we do delivery and pick up only of bicycle rentals. Mm-hmm. We do not have a storefront. That was something we saw a need for. We did rent bikes in Tucson bicycles, but between that and retail, it's a little harder. So we saw that was a niche, and it works out great. There's a lot of people that come into town for business only, and they want to get away on a bike, or people that are visiting relatives and maybe want to ride with their relatives while they're here for the holidays. So again, what we do is we also have a website for that company, cycletucson.com.
Right.
And we take the information, we deliver the bicycle, we go over everything on the bike. Sometimes people aren't familiar with shifting or sure. something like that. And we stand there and we help them out because we want them to have a good time. We bring with us always a the map that the town of Tucson puts out that shows where there are bike lanes, where there aren't bike lanes, and we always point out options for their riding.
Well, you know, this is really interesting. So there's another switch, of course, possibly. If I was in the market to buy a new bike, why not call up CycleTucson.com and I could kind of test drive a few that you might have if that would lead me in the right direction, let alone knowing I could rely on the two of you for expert advice.
No, that's
and
very
that
true.
Has that
happened?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If someone wants to try a certain aspect of the bike, either a road bike versus
right.
a hybrid bike.
Yep. Well, it's kind of funny. I'm smiling hearing this. I remember when we were visiting my in-laws in Clearwater, Florida, when my kids were tiny tots, and there was an organization there I could rely upon called After the Stork. So I could call from Connecticut and say, okay, I need, you know, I'll actually go on the web, check crib, jungle gym, you name the list, and they delivered it all to my in-laws before we arrived. And then when we left, they came an hour later and took it all away.
That's a smart business.
It's a very smart business. Mm-hmm. After the Stork. So, but I would suspect for the two of you, you really got to manage your inventory nonetheless. So your retailing skills, Gary, probably really benefited.
Oh, certainly. It also helped having, you know, that connection again to the bikes
to
and
the bike
industry.
And
let us get an account so that we could be supported, still keep our finger.
So has anybody
in the
come to you and said, oh, would you prototype our bike and put it into your network for a few months? Maybe
no,
there's a possibility
there.
You know, could get into new product development on the other end. Make a note.
So the idea
of eventually getting into what you love to do now, which of course is actually take people on very planned tours to different sites around Arizona, you started first in the equipment bicycle rental business.
That's correct.
Help me understand that. Why would that be a logical segue?
Having the bikes for the customers.
That makes sense because they fly in. Yeah.
Right, so you know we have a fleet of over 30 bikes, so
okay.
we have a large fleet to be able to choose from, to be able to suit their needs, depending on what kind of ride they're looking to do.
So the way it is right now, if I understand this picture, Jesse, is you basically get paid to go have fun with customers touring Arizona.
Yes, and it's absolutely wonderful.
Now,
I don't mean the getting paid part. Of course, that's always good. But I mean, you meet people from all over the country, sometimes even all over the world in our rental business.
Mm-hmm.
But the touring is just great. You form a camaraderie. You all have the same interests. And when there is a week-long tour, you're spending every day, all day with the people. And it's just fantastic.
At one of the past dinners we had during our last tour, the people were talking about going back to their cubicles and their job.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
They were just really, really dreading it. And
so
I'm sitting
the
there.
Came over the event immediately when they said the word cubicle.
Yeah, I just had to admit, saying, well, I'm getting paid for this right now. I'm sitting here having dinner with you guys.
That's right. How lovely it is. Well, Gary, you've given me a couple flyers here in the studio. And by the way, for you listeners, again, we're speaking with Gary and Jesse Menard, and their company is ArizonaCyclingTours.com, as well as CycleTucson.com, which rents bicycles. But tell us about the couple, the one-day, and you call them supported bike tours. So,
sure.
In other words, you're there to really help and guide people. And
right. We took
say, on the right, we have a cactus. On the left, we have a tortoise.
Don't touch the cactus. Don't take anything.
So tell us about these two tours.
Sure. Basically, from our rental business, we kind of got to know what the most popular rides were, what people really like to do. One thing we find is combining a ride with getting out to the Sonoran Desert Museum. Mm. It makes for a fantastic day. It's a beautiful area to ride in. It's tough, though, to combine it unless you have a white back or you have a support
true.
Band. So we meet you at your resort, map out a ride depending on your level of fitness, follow you out there, give you lunch, buy your entry into the museum, and shuttle you back when you're all done. Had enough outdoor activity for the day.
That's great, which, of course, makes sense that you do the cycling in the morning anyways.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, get them out there to enjoy the museum and just have a great day of it.
Great. And then I see also the Summer Haven to Mount Lemon trek.
Right. Also,
so do I get to ride down?
You can ride up, and it works both ways. Believe it or not, most people would rather ride up than ride down because of the winds coming down.
Right.
And so that's what really prevents a lot of people from making the final foray up to the top, because you're always at that point where there's not enough water. It's getting cold. Do I really expend all my energy and make it? But then I have to get back down. So this really allows people to relax, enjoy the ride, make it at their own accord. And if they want to ride down, great. We're there to support them on that. And if they want to drive down, no
problem.
Delicious
chocolate chip cookies or the blueberry pie up
there. Yeah, and we do throw in a cookie, too.
Which is sufficient downforce to help me get back down the mountain, indeed. Well, Jesse, when you folks were laying out these particular two one-day tours, did you, the two of you, go test drive it yourself or convince some friends to go pilot it and make believe they weren't local? I mean, how'd you shake this all down?
Well, you know, the Desert Museum one, I have done with Gary. I have to admit, I have not gotten to the top of Mount Lemmon yet, like Gary has. That is a goal of mine personally, and someday I will. And I just might use Gary to shuttle me down
the
mountain. But I have done part of Mount Lemmon. Gary's done it all, and then we've both have done the Desert Museum ride.
That's lovely. Well, I also have in front of me, of course, a wonderful newsletter that Gary does, and Gary and Jesse do. It's from Arizona Cycling Tours. Again, it's called The Drive Train, apt with their fun logo, done by Jim Parsons, of course, a man that introduced us, a friend of ours.
Design.
Adventures Under the Sun, which you can't beat it. Now, do I envision at some point in time, too, the two of you, Gary, going to organize groups for maybe a cycling through the lower part of the state to visit the vineyards or other possibilities?
We have tours actually that encompass all of Arizona, because we don't go outside of Arizona. It's concentrated on what we know right now. That is more Tucson and southeastern Arizona.
Right.
We have a tour for Bisbee and Tombstone area. It also includes Sonoyta and some of the wineries out there. So, yeah. Actually, what we've really gotten a lot of questions on is custom tours. A lot of calls come in about custom tours, and we do, and we've actually gotten a very full schedule this fall of small custom tours.
So individuals coming through and say, we have an interest in doing this and this, or because of your athletic background, we want you to drive us, train us, or?
We're interested in these kind of activities.
Activities,
this many miles, and we have this many days.
This many days.
What can you line up for us so we can enjoy the state as much as possible? And that seems to work out very well. They get to do sometimes it's hiking involved also, a little bird watching, as well as some riding at appropriate times, plenty of time, downtime to hang at the pool,
and then, Jesse, of course, you at the same time, Jesse, are getting exposed then to all these other venues and perspectives of Arizona, favorite restaurants and other sites in the process, right?
Yes. Yeah, and we do try out some of the restaurants if we haven't been to them, because we want to make sure that everything is a wonderful experience for our clients.
Which is every reason to have it charged off to the business then. So, boy, it sounds like a good end-to-end convenient. Well, what a pleasure. Well, Jesse and Gary Menard, congratulations on yet another round in the entrepreneurship hopper. And it'll be fun to see this ride, haha, pun intended, continue for you. And you know, doggone, another sunny day with blue skies that you can take advantage of being in an outdoor job like the two of you have.
Good to be us.
That's exactly right. Well, again, and commend you too for the both of you to capitalize on the background you had before stepping in. So again, for our listeners, it's ArizonaCyclingTours.com as well as CycleTucson.com if you'd like to rent a bike and talk to some experts that really know this industry backward and forward, regardless of what your capability is or your interests or your venue. A great place to tap in. So thanks again.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate you being. Thanks for being with us, Jesse.
Thank you very much for having us. Oh, have a wonderful day.
Indeed. Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.